Now, a little physics for you. According to chaos theory, the wings of a butterfly flapping over the Amazon can end up triggering a tornado in Texas. By the same token, Tiger Woods' SUV accident in Florida can trigger worldwide sales of an obscure book. Let me explain. The book is called Get a Grip on Physics, and news crews caught a glimpse of it in Tiger Woods' car. The author is British professor John Gribben. He's a visiting fellow in astronomy at the University of Sussex in southern England, and he's with us now taking a break from marking exam papers. So, Professor, a bit of schadenfreude, perhaps, over Tiger Woods' having this fender bender. You must be pleased.
Yes, I'm delighted to have had some publicity. It's always good to get attention. I just wish it had been a current book that actually was in the shops and available, because this one has completely sold out within a day or two of the accident.
Oh, my gosh. So does that mean it's out of print?
It is, yeah. I've just, before I came on to talk to you, I had a look on Amazon and it says this book is now unavailable and we don't know if it will ever be available again. So there you go. But it's still good to have a bit of attention and a bit of fun out of it.
Were you surprised to see the copy of your book in Tiger Woods' car?
Initially very surprised. I mean, you think, you know, what's a golfer doing reading a book on physics? And then, of course, why shouldn't he? And to some extent, he is my target audience. I write books not for scientists, but for people who are interested in science but haven't got a science background. And I guess he's probably, like many of us, heard stories about what's happening in Geneva with the Large Hadron Collider experiment, and thought he'd like to find out a bit more about the physics behind it all, and that's just what my books are for.
So why do you think Tiger Woods had it in his possession to learn about the Hadron Collider in Switzerland, as opposed to maybe, you know, giving him some help with his golf stroke?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've had a lot of fun with puns about grips and stuff and drivers and the laws of physics, Newton's laws applying to golf balls and to what happens when you hit a car window with a golf club. But I suspect that the truth is that it was genuinely an interest in physics and all to the good. Of course, we're assuming it's his book. I mean, it may have been his wife's book that she had left in the back of the car.
Mm. You're something of a master at writing popular science books, but also a talented biographer. I understand you've written a biography of Buddy Holly. How did that come about?
Yes, well, I've been a long-time fan of Buddy Holly, I mean, since I was a teenager. And with his the anniversary, if that's the right word, of his death coming up earlier this year, I was just having lunch with my publisher, and I said just casually, you know, of course, I like writing science books, but what I'd really like is to write a biography of Buddy Holly. And he went, let me get back to you on that. And next day he got back to me and said, how quickly can you do it? So I did it. And that's very much a labor of love. I really enjoyed doing that one.
And John Gribben, do you like golf?
No, I've never played it seriously. I sometimes sort of hacked around with my son, who's quite keen, but it's not a game that appeals to me at all. So it's a total mystery why my book should appeal to him.
Maybe you could get an interest up at least enough to write a quick biography of Tiger Woods, perhaps.
That's always a possibility. I suspect someone else may be on the case already, but I'll bear that in mind.
Well, to riff on the unforgettable words of Buddy Holly, well, all right, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot, John Gribben, scientist and author, speaking to us from Sussex, England.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.